Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Our culture celebrates ignorance, promotes learned helplessness, and punishes success. We are living in a frenzied cesspool of polarizing politics and perpetual victims. What if I were to tell you that not all news is bad? That humans the world over are fundamentally good? Would you believe it? We are the counterculture that is wise to reality. There is no red pill. There is no blue pill. The truth is not out there. It is inside of you. But you have to look for it. Join us on Counterculture Wise Radio on Sunday nights at 7:30 Puget Sound Time, where we share real news, real success, and real life. Counterculture Wise Radio, we're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
Oh, man. Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath Hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
Hey everybody, Proof is here. I'm handling the BIL radio show today. I was looking to see where our catchy intro music is. I don't see it. Let's see here. I know there's this one.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Okay, well, I'm Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer, as well as the BIL, so I guess when this
The views
is
and
played,
opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
So I guess that means that's me. So anyway, welcome in. Of course, I'm the CEO of the BIL as well as Freedomizer Radio. I am taking over the airwaves today. Thank you, everybody, for having me and coming to check us out. Now, for those that don't know that we exist, we have our website, barefootislegal.org. We have a Facebook page, and we have a Facebook group. For those that can check it out, I forgot to set up the show until just a few minutes ago because I was under the assumption that I did this last night. I threatened to do up the show, but I completely forgot. So I have to tell our friends to go to Blog Talk Radio, which is something I really don't like to do, but. And for those people that are listening on the archives, I guess you don't have to worry about that. Now, I wonder, because I don't see... I was looking to see if we had something that would take like 30 seconds. But, that's all right. I'll just have to let people know another... I'll just do it now while we're talking. I'll just tell everybody, I forgot to set up the BIL show. Please listen here for a live show. This is just our backup here. Okay, there we go, done. All right, so I can't really vouch of how much is in the news today for the barefoot lifestyle, except I guess I can give an overview of what we're doing, and if anybody wants to be a part of the show, they can call in. The number here is 319-527-6208. Just press 1 on your phone. We will go to you. And I'm looking to see, I grabbed a couple of articles here, and I guess since we've been on, or have not been on since last week, I can share the article that Billy McDonald was in. That was exciting. And I'll share again here. All right. Okay, so Suzanne says she'll have it. She'll have the link ready for us in a few minutes. That's cool. Sorry, I just feel like I'm kind of out of it today. I've been a little tired lately thanks to, well, I don't want to bore anybody with details here. Let's just say that I'm having some intestinal issues over the past few weeks, and it's just been making me really tired. But on other news, I know that Billy Joe McDonald had an article since we last talked. Her article made it up on the radio, or on the Midland, Michigan newspaper. And there's been some other odds and ends as well. I just had it up here. Hold on here. There we go. It says some Midlanders prefer it that way. And I like when our members go after media and getting attention for our group. Because the more newspaper articles and the more press and the more we share this with friends, the more that our movement gets normalized. Most people are afraid to share anything about our group. I know that when I post memes every so often, or when I drop a conversation starter in somewhere, there might be 100 comments. You'll have 40 that are for yes, 60 that are for no, and they are loud and they're making sure that nobody in there has any interest whatsoever in speaking. And then you'll have another 318 likes. And if you can get the people that hit the like button to get involved, you'll bring in a decent amount of members. Most people want to say something, but they see everybody getting yelled at, and the average person just doesn't feel like getting yelled at over something that many people consider trivial. This is not exactly a way of life for most people. This is just an option. And that's fine, but you have the people that feel as though this should not be an option to get loud, vocal, and in everybody's face. And if you say anything against it, you're considered wrong. However, the more people that stand up, the less this continues to happen. And all it takes is putting up a meme, getting three or four friends to join our group every few months or even a year. If everybody was able to bring three friends into our group on a yearly basis, we would triple. It's that simple. And I know that I've had some arguments recently where people will say, I don't have to tell anybody. People see me, then that's going to inspire them. And if I get kicked out, I'll just stay in there until the cops come. And if you don't like it, founder of Barefoot is Legal, that there's 912,000 groups just like this, and I'll just join one of them. So it's not the fact of me being mean, so to speak. And it's not about me being the leader. I'm just here because I was the one that started it. You don't see my picture anywhere on the website. It's not me and I and things like that. This is about team building. And this is about trying to do the right thing, because if you continue to do the right thing, more people will join you and more people will help get involved. And that's how you grow. But it's just funny how someone can have an article in the newspaper and you have all these do-gooders that feel it's their job to yell at whoever. Yeah, they're talking. Yeah, I'm just reading comments here. But I would never go into a McDonald's without shoes because glass is broken on a regular basis and cleaned up. But stray glass will always be around. So I made a meme regarding this just yesterday that if somebody at a bank, a call center, a fast food place, a hotel lobby, they tell you that there's constantly glass all over the place, just take a breath, look them in the eye, and tell them, hey, you have no goggles on. A pen or a broomstick might just jab you in the eye. How often that happens, and we believe in safety. How am I supposed to shop here if you don't believe in safety? Just flip it all around them. It doesn't matter. Well, how can you not wear a helmet? You know that things fall. Ceiling tiles fall. Roofs cave in on a regular basis. How are you going to survive? And most people will just tell you that's not going to happen. Americans just have one body part, and that's the only part of the body that's ever going to get hurt. I know that's a myth. I think most of us here realize that's a myth, and Americans have more than one body part, but there are people that don't think so for whatever reason. All right, I think I know who this is. I'm going to jump on the phone real quick here because I don't like to keep people waiting too long. Hello, Iowa caller. Might this be one Tyler Leach?
Right on the money, Proof.
I thought so. What's the latest and greatest out there in Iowa?
Well, I just connected with a fellow Iowa Barefooter recently, and she just happens to be a friend of my cousin Leah.
All right.
We talked a little bit, and this person, whose name is Mary Davis, I know there's two in the group, but this particular Mary Davis, told me that she was at my cousin Susan's celebration of life without shoes. And I told her about the picnic that I'm doing up at Ames for the Arkansas County without my shoes, and she said that she wanted to come too.
All right. So you're getting the word out there, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry, I was just having my lunch there.
Oh, I didn't mean to start the show at a bad time for you.
Oh, no, you're fine. But anyways, as far as that goes, it's this picnic for the Arkansas County. They wanted me to do something related to the Barefoot Autism Challenge I made back in April.
Okay.
And Mary used to be a worker for someone who was on the autism spectrum, and she thought that by coming up to this event, it would be a fun experience for her. And I'm
so she hasn't met people like
us. Right.
All right.
And I think someone else in Iowa named Megan Jensen is also going to be coming up, depending on her schedule and all that.
Okay.
She's in the group, too. In fact, she was going to come to the get-together I planned last weekend or so, but she didn't have enough gas money to make it down.
Oh. Okay. Well, we'll just try again, that's all.
Yeah. But on a lighter note, I'm going to be meeting up with Kelly, one of our big members.
Okay.
We're going to We're going to be walking at Gray's Lake for a little bit. Maybe get ice cream somewhere. She thought of Culver's, though. I don't know if anyone has done something related to Dairy Queen or not, but if they haven't, then why not have me be the first?
Yeah, we have Dairy Queen and Orange Julius out here. I happen to like Orange Julius.
Oh, I just haven't seen much photos from a Dairy Queen location as far as I know, but I'll look again.
Yeah, out in Las Vegas, most of the Dairy Queens are combined with an Orange Julius.
Hmm.
Our
makes
nearest
sense.
Culver's is about an hour and a half away.
Hmm. I see.
I have to drive to Utah. We have everything else here, though.
Yeah. And I practically have a lot of things by where I live right now, like malls, Quick Trips, McDonald's, pretty much everything.
So, Tyler, how long have you been in our group now?
I want to say about 7 months. Pretty much.
Okay. So your confidence with going out and about has definitely gotten better since you first joined us.
Yeah, I would say so.
It must be nice knowing that people look to you for advice and they look to you for guidance and helping them get over their fears.
Yeah, I guess so, because I am a member of the Autism Society Board, as you know, and I was also the Adult Citizen of Character for Character Counts in Iowa in 2015, so I do a lot to encourage people and inspire them.
Well, just think, though, that how many people out there would have never done this if it was not for the BIL? Because there's a lot of other people that say they run groups that are kind of like us. Nobody's actually out doing stuff. It's just, hey, this is a selfie of me. But I'm not going to tell anybody that we exist. I don't want to keep our group a secret.
Right. Not to mention some of the people in those other groups don't get on as much.
No, I'm interested in getting the job done and making it acceptable to go anywhere without worrying about getting yelled at.
That's great, and that's exactly why I keep coming back.
Yeah, it's not a matter of being forceful or being a jerk or anything. It's just that I've learned, Tyler, and you know from trying to do meetups, that most people are all talk. You might get 15 people that say they're coming to an event and two show up.
Right. So I did have a few maybes, and some of them were actually true to the maybe part, because one of them was sick for a little while, and it's sadly not getting any better for that person, and some of them have their own really busy lives, like kids, and some even work on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, in the case of the gas money, circumstances beyond their control.
Not complaining. That's just how life is. You have to tell 100 people if you want 10.
Right.
But I don't let that stop me.
Exactly.
So what about at work? Any of your work friends get involved with anything that we're doing?
Well, my friend Rochelle, you probably know her on Facebook as Shell Germeyer.
Okay.
She and I are currently in talks with the Wells Fargo Diverse Abilities group about doing a barefoot-related thing at the autism booth for the October Signature Series event.
Okay.
And there were some things brought up about sanitary things and whatnot. But I did come up with a compromise solution, like having everyone place their foot on a piece of paper and having it be traced around, because I know in the case of an autistic person, sometimes they may feel the sensations of those are both a bit intense for them.
Well, I don't know if you saw our newest sponsor, Tyler. It's the Serenity Rug. And that would be something perfect for people that work in an office, because a lot of health experts are saying that sitting down for 8 hours a day is extremely unhealthy. Because you're supposed to, our bodies were meant to move around and stand up and feel different sensations. So the Serenity Rug is like a grounding or an earthing mat that you put your feet on while you're working at your desk. So it's supposed to stimulate you while you are getting your task completed at your desk.
Right. I will look into that definitely and see what the head of the Diverse Abilities team member network board has to say, and if it works, then great. If not, we'll all think of something that'll work out for all of us.
And I'll put a link in our freedomizerradio.com chat room powered by QuickChat. It's serenityrug.com. And one thing that we did last month, and we had our drawing this morning, was we want to get more new people involved. We want to have some of the lurkers come out. We want to have some of the new people feel confident with speaking in the group, because we're not just going to yell at everybody and be offended by every post there is. So I encourage people to take their first ever selfies and put them in our chat room or something of that nature. And they finally picked a couple of winners today. And Melissa Tomeo agreed to send two lucky people a pair of the barefoot sandals from Imperfect Creations. And we're going to give them a one-year free VIP membership for the online area when it becomes available, which hopefully, I was told by the end of this month, but it could be a lot sooner. I've heard that there's some training that's been going on that I just haven't been to yet, but we want to give everybody their usernames and passwords, and I want you to feel comfortable with all the behind-the-scenes information that we can offer.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely feel comfortable with that. And I'm already on top with the monthly VIP membership, and
I think we're going to do the first weekend of the month it'll come out.
Okay, good.
So, starting September. Because
right.
we're still getting everything finished up, so we want to get everything finished, and then we can work on the newsletter at some point this week and edit it and get ready for the first release some point Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Now, my question is for that, will it be possible for anybody who has a account with the membership to put something in the newsletter too?
If you want to write an article for the newsletter, any BIL member is welcome to do that. And the newsletter is free to everybody. So it's just that we have certain pertinent information that I can't give away for free as much as I'd like to. So I don't want correspondence from corporations going for free online. That I want to keep private, as one example. But the newsletter will be
that makes
free.
Sense.
Yeah, I don't want, if we talk to the management staff at Wells Fargo, I just don't want that going on the website so some employee can look up Wells Fargo and see us and, oh, that's why they wanted that letter. Yeah, I don't want stuff like that happening, so we got to keep some stuff hidden from the public, but you can request for it by joining our VIP membership. I just don't want certain stuff going to just anybody.
All right.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to sign up for our monthly membership. I hope it's of good value, because I know it's one thing to have a group, and I know that we're trying to become something more and something legitimate, and this is a grassroots effort, and it starts with us, because none of us are going to make friends with Warren Buffett and talk Warren Buffett or Bill Gates into donating millions of dollars to us.
Right.
So if we want this, we have to be the ones that do something, and so far, it's been mostly favorable. I have some people that say this is nothing but me wanting to become a millionaire off people. And there's not much money in trying to get people to do one activism cause, so not going to be the case. And at everybody chipping in roughly $4 or $5 a month, it's just not conceivable that someone will be a millionaire by doing this.
Right. Not to mention with the Barefoot Autism Challenge I made, like, it still has a lot of people liking it and all that, and like your cause, it's not any way for me to make some money or anything. It's just getting the word out. And by the way, some people have gotten that page up to 700 likes already. Can you
really
believe it? Yeah.
That is pretty awesome. And you're
yes,
the one that started this, right?
That is correct. And I am all open for any recommendations that anyone may have about it for the next year.
Well, that's pretty cool that you were able to get that many people together. I think a good goal for you would be to see if you can hit 1,000 people by the end of the year. Can you do that, you think?
Well, maybe I can give it a try.
Well, it's only a couple hundred more people if you can get 50 people a month.
That's
maybe
true.
A little more than 50. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Consider that a challenge.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I do have to say, I know, Tyler, that you see me putting in anywhere from 3 to 5 brand new memes every week. I do my best to try and get our word out. And we were fortunate that Mario, the founder of the Serenity Rug and CEO of the Serenity Rug Company and MyZestiness.com, he donated a yearly PicMonkey professional membership to us. So after the show, I get to sign up a new username and password, and we can have a professional version, which you've seen. We do some really good memes. This will just make some of them even better. And I think it'll be money well spent.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe for April you could do a meme related to my challenge and how they're kind of connected.
Well, or I could teach you how to make really good memes, and you might be better than me.
Well,
I want everybody
to know about that.
Hey, I'm not the only one out there that's creative. If you can get people together, you can put some picture up there and say something and get people involved. I promise, it's easy.
Yeah, maybe something with a picture of King Kong versus Godzilla, and not just because I'm hyped for the 2020 movie.
Hey, you're...
Like,
there are people that don't understand my memes. They might need your point of view.
Yeah, like
if we all
King Kong could be one thing and Godzilla could be the other thing.
Maybe. So if anybody else wants to call in, I know we have listeners out there. The call-in number is 319-527-6208. And just press 1 on your phone if you want to speak on the radio. I invited both of our winners, Charlita Cole and I think it was Marie Turner, who are receiving their care packages from Melissa Tomeo and Imperfect Creations, and they're getting the 1-year free VIP membership, and at some point I'll have to get everybody's address so I can get some trinkets and such out to them. We're going to go to, it looks like, Charlotte, North Carolina, real quick here, or at least the 704 area code. Welcome in.
Hi, this is Charlotte Nicole, the winner. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am adequate here. I'm at a B+ right now. I want to thank you for calling in. I was so happy when you joined us a couple months back. How did you find us?
Hi, Selena.
Hi, so excited being here. I found you all on Facebook.
Okay, well, what
it's
did we do
good.
To get your attention? Do you remember?
Excuse me?
What did we do to get your attention on Facebook?
Well, actually, I see everybody benefit. And I'm like, wow, I never knew it was legal. And I started seeing the signs posted everywhere. And I did some research myself, Googled for at least about a week or so I was doing some research. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be a benefiter too.
It's just funny to me how so many people get so upset at us.
Yes,
and they don't even
know
why.
Right, they don't even know why. I think the number one key is the cleanliness. Don't you think that it's just a disgusting, unclean thing?
Well, personally, I think it's because of conditioning, because most people over the last 2 generations, we've been told that we can't do it because our parents and our family and our teachers, everybody said so.
Exactly. But guess what?
Like,
it's a new trend, and barefooters say, we say so.
Right, and it's funny because it can't be cleanliness because flip-flops are the world's most popular shoe to be worn.
Exactly.
One time I think I got blisters from wearing them.
But it's funny, everybody goes to Dollar Tree. If you go to Old Navy on Dollar Flip Flop Day, the lines are 45 to 60 minutes deep.
And what happens, what ends up happening is those flip-flops end up breaking before the day is off, and you have to end up walking barefoot anyway, so.
Yeah, so there's no really way to avoid it if they do break.
Right, right.
I think it's funny, though, that I've seen people try to drive with broken flip-flops on because they think it's illegal to not drive with anything on.
Yes. And when I found that driving was legal, boy, I just had a field day with that one.
But I have to admit, Charlena, that we need more of the African-American community within our group. We have a few members, but I've
you're
heard
right.
so many people over the years saying, you're lucky you can do that because you have white privilege, which has nothing to do with anything. Signs on the door. There's no signs on a door that say white people have to wear this and Asian people have
exactly.
to wear that.
You are so right. And I do believe it's a lot of my African-American friends out there that love to go barefoot, but they are too afraid to. And so I need to spread the news and let them know that it's okay. You know, join our barefooters. Get out there, and it's so much support they'll get. So much support.
So let me ask you, Charlena, what kind of work do you do?
Actually, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I was a preschool teacher.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with staying home.
It's actually work.
Did you sometimes go barefoot at the job there?
Oh, yes. In my preschool, I love the kids, and the little kids love to go barefoot with me. And so we had a full day of being barefoot, me and the kids.
Awesome.
But I always found it funny how all these jobs worry more about what shoes you're wearing than the job itself that you get paid to do.
Exactly. You're so right on that. You're so right. And I actually went to a store yesterday, and the man was complaining about me not wearing shoes. And I was telling him, well, listen, my feet are much more cleaner than the bottom of his shoes, I guarantee you. And so he told me, well, it's really not about the cleanliness. He told me that it was the safety. What if I stepped on glass? And he didn't want to get any kind of, you know, sue for me hurting my feet for stepping on glass while I was in his store.
Did you happen to see the meme I made last night, Charlena?
No, I didn't.
Oh, because my rebuttal now is when they tell you that, like if you're in a hotel lobby, you're taking out some pizza, you're at Subway, whatever, and they tell you about there being glass on the ground, just take a deep breath, look them in the eye, and tell them, well, how come you don't have any goggles on? A pen or a broomstick might jab you in the eye.
You know what? That's
I know
a
you
great
have
rebuttal.
Broomsticks in the store.
That's
or better
rebuttal.
Yet, like,
definitely.
Where's
what
your
about,
helmet?
Or what about where
Where's
are
your
earplugs for loud noises in my case?
Exactly, right. I like that one, too. I like to do it sweet and simple. Get in, get out. Something sweet and simple. I don't want to just be explaining myself too much. I like to leave them with a thought.
Well, that's going to change a little bit, though, because now that you won, you get to send in a great picture of yourself in a store. So you are getting your membership, of course.
Yes, definitely. I haven't
I am very
any
proud
of
you, Charlena.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself. I never talked on a radio before, so this is amazing.
Oh, just think. I normally do Monday through Thursday at night. I do a mixture of alternative news, health and wellness, and independent politics. I hate everybody in politics, basically. So that's what I
know. Oh, no, personal politics, I would definitely be an issue for the health and wellness. But I'm kind of stuck on politics. Yeah, I'm on a broadcast.
So,
my kids are so excited that I'm on this broadcast. They're just so thrilled. They say hey.
What's up, party people?
No, they're not party people. This is my Barefoot is Legal group, y'all.
Hey, I'm a party people. You don't know
how.
Oh,
yeah, they're party people. Yeah, party. They can be party people. They said.
Wait, are you on the radio?
Yes, I'm on the radio. All right, bye bye.
Hey, they don't know how fucking street I am, Charlena.
And you know what? I'm so happy to be here, but you all, I have to understand, I have like a house full of kids that I have to get back to. But I wanted to show
my
support.
Hey, that's
all
right. Hey, man, I got two teenage girls myself. I understand. I've been through it.
I definitely wanted to call in and show my support. And thank you so much for making me a winner.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. And I'm going to be sending my information for my sandals as soon as I get some free time on my hands.
Hey, you got it. Thank you so
Can't
much.
Can't wait to see you, Charlena.
All right. See you, y'all. Take care.
Bye.
All right.
And I actually got to take off, too.
Oh, are you okay?
I got to take off.
I need to grab at least one time out here because we have sponsors that need to get their word in, and I don't want to ignore our sponsors, especially, like I was saying, with the Serenity Rug. Please check them out because those of us that work call centers, offices, whatever, this would be a good way to bring some grounding into the desk. And when people ask, why are your shoes off, you could show them, look, I got my Serenity Rug. I'm getting some health benefits in. So,
yeah. And anyway, my mom was just trying to call me anyway, and I'm going to try and meet up with a friend at the fair.
Okay. So.
But I'll call back next time.
Tyler. Yeah, no problem. I was just trying to get a product placement ad here for the Serenity Rug. So I implore everybody to check out our sponsor. They were nice enough to chip in for the professional version of PicMonkey. So I'm very happy to get some bigger and better memes out there so I can work even harder for our members. SerenityRug.com. Anyway, check it out. I'll be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Soul Awareness is a radio show geared towards anyone ready to reconnect with their true selves and get back into balance. Spend 90 minutes with us, Stephanie and Oksana, business owners and friends who are eager to discuss the importance of taking responsibility of your own well-being. We are two ladies on a mission to be the best possible version of ourselves while helping others to do the same. We will share our own life experiences and practical knowledge of how to take responsibility of your own well-being by implementing lasting lifestyle changes.
Yes, there are lots of toxins out there. Yes, there are lots of bad things going on in the world, and even people with bad intentions. But no, we are not here to talk about that. We're here to help you to discover positive lifestyle changes to help you navigate through ingeniously designed chaos. Join us and our guest speakers while we discuss topics like natural living, nutrition, skincare, healing arts, consciousness, meditation, self-awareness, spirituality, herbalism, body energy movement, and more.
Join us live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on freedomizerradio.com.
Sick of all the doublespeak on the radio these days? Tired of turning on your television to hear nothing but lies? It's time for some real news, don't you think? Tune in to Freedomizer Radio on Saturdays, 12 p.m. Pacific. and listen to Truth Quest Radio with Tia Severino. We search for the answers to the questions the mainstream media is afraid to ask. Join us on our quest. Truth Quest.
All right, I guess that's enough of our break here. Anyway, welcome to the BIL radio show. I think we still got one more timeout. We got another 35 minutes, too. So if anybody else wants to jump in, we had a few callers here already today. If anybody else wants to be a part of it, we can make more room. That's not a problem. I do like people, contrary to some people's beliefs out there. I love people. That's why I take our group seriously. I want to do the best that I possibly can for what our mission is about. So one thing I've always said, as far as a good movement goes, I believe in having a strong management team that everybody can get behind. Not strong as in, oh, I need to kick out everybody that doesn't think like us. The opposite. We need people who are leaders. We need people who are inspiring to others. I want people that their mission would be to bring new people in and be somebody that could share ideas and be personable. That's how we grow. We grow by having good leadership and being inspirational and teaching people how to bring their friends in. And I'm not going to name any other groups because I really don't care about other groups. But there are others who feel I do everything wrong. I've been told I'm the worst leader of anything. It doesn't matter whether it's this group, whether it's anything other as far as businesses I own. I've been told I do things completely wrong because that's not how everybody else does it. So we're the largest of our market. And I'm not just saying that. I'm saying that because it's true. We have, between the Facebook group, which has 13,000, almost 300 people, and we have, offhand, without looking, somewhere around 52,000, could be 53, in the business page itself that have liked us, I think. Somewhere between 52 and 53,000, if I remember right. So there's about 3,000 people who are in both. So you're looking at about 62, maybe 62,005 members. I don't think that's terribly bad. But when you're the top, most people don't know how to organize, attract the right people in business to play certain roles and do what it takes as far as getting a street team together and get your voice heard. Most people are scared of their own shadow. They're afraid of people telling them that they're wrong. Whatever activism and advocacy it is, you can't be afraid of people telling you that you are wrong and you don't think like them. I'm used to it. I'm told on a regular basis how wrong I am. But like one of my favorite rappers named Bone Crusher, when he put out a song a bunch of years ago called I Ain't Never Scared, that's how you have to live your life. I ain't never scared. And like somebody else said, I stay woke. And it's all about the movement. It's not about the person. But simply put, we have a bunch of memes. I make new pictures on a regular basis. It is so simple as a level one activist. And I even still do this like once or twice a month. I will post a picture that I call a conversation starter. All it's supposed to do is supposed to start conversations about our favorite topic. There will be people that say no. There will be people that say yes. There will be people that say, I don't know. And it's perfectly okay to ignore everybody that says no. And whoever says yes, it's worth it. So if you can get 50 people to talk, 30 say no and 20 say yes, bringing 20 people into a group in an hour, not a bad day. And those 20 people are going to be thankful for many years to come. I'm not going to be worried about 30 people using profanities at you. And if you've never met them before and they cursed you out, you can toss them and find new people. It's perfectly okay. And there's going to be haters for everything in life. I know that we lost a few members recently because I posted about, of all things, that has nothing to do with our lifestyle choice, but it had to do with me saying something as simple as I have leaky gut and I need to phase out certain foods to figure out what's causing these attacks, and I'm giving up meat until I can figure it out. And then I have all these vegans that are like, hey, I can't be in your group. You know nothing about health because you still eat meat products and you're not going full out vegan, which has nothing to do with what we are talking about. But I will offend people because I guess that. I don't go out and seek it. I don't call people jerks. I don't go on anybody's Facebook page ever and start calling them a bunch of profanities. But if I just mention what I'm trying to accomplish, yeah. And I had two people that left because last Saturday I posted all kinds of things that could trigger people, and putting a picture of myself and a few of our BIL members from the Boardwalk Burger and Fries place last month. Out in California, some people got offended and left. Well, that's okay because now there's a few new job openings for new friends. But it's all about expanding our market reach. Because if 10 people explain our movement to 100, if 10 people explain our movement to 100 and half of them join, that's 500 new members. And if we believe in our mission, we have to not be afraid to A, go somewhere on occasion, and B, be willing to at least share information about it. And I talked to one of my newer activist friends recently, yesterday actually, and she said, Proof, I understand you're trying to start a movement, but I want to start a movement outside of the computer. I don't want just to be Facebook famous like you. Yeah, they called me Facebook famous. And I'm not trying to be Facebook famous either. But you have to get people to check out your Facebook so that you can get the meetups going. I've worked hard for both Freedomizer and the BIL. And I want to do everything in my power to to bring in as many people as I can. And I want this to be taken off the internet. That's kind of the goal. Because the internet is great. You can get people, but getting people to show up is where it's at. It's not, if I have 72 likes, that really doesn't sell anything. I need to get people involved in our group and our memberships and out taking pictures and doing farmers markets, and eventually we can do some music festivals and things like that. It's about getting the reach out there. And I've had people yell at me, telling me how offended they are that I'm starting an optional VIP membership. And they're telling me, well, there's 862 other groups that I'm in, and I don't have to be in yours. And if you think that you could start a VIP membership, then you're just a scammer who's trying to make $1 million off us. Not the case, but at the same time, go to try to go to Coachella in California and tell them that they're scammers because they won't let you have a free concert ticket. If you try to shoplift at Walmart, tell them they're scammers for trying to sell you something. Why is it that nobody will ever complain? You're not going to go to a store and say this pizza should be free because wheat was grown by the Lord and Savior. Yeah, you're going to get laughed at and the police are going to come. How come it's okay for AAA to have a nonprofit license? The NFL, actually, the National Football League, was a nonprofit until 2015, believe it or not. But when a grassroots effort of like-minded people want to get together and pitch in financially, and when we ask, does anybody else want to pitch in financially? Yeah, that, unfortunately, that's not scamming. Just because you might not want to pitch in and it's optional, maybe there's 4,827 people that do. And all I want to do is put my money where my mouth is, because I'm not just a fly-by-night activist, and when I wake up, I decide if I feel like doing anything. I'm down for the cause. I'm going to do what it takes. That's why we have leadership. All of our leadership, if you're not committed to the cause, no offense, we love you, but we have to replace you and get somebody that is, because as a leader, we expect you to be involved. And that's generally what we expect, and that's why we're successful, is because we're consistent. We're consistent, and we have everybody's trust because they know that we're there and we're active on a regular basis, and we understand the situation. We're here to inspire others. We're not here for personal gain. We're here to make everybody else's lives easier and to grow a movement and to, I don't know how else to word it, I guess. I think I've danced all around it. But all I want to do is make this normal, and we're not going to have mainstream media just wake up and decide that this is cool. We have to be the ones that do that. We have to reach out to the media. The media is just not randomly looking up our groups and asking if they can do an interview just because they're nice people. No, we have to initiate change. And let me grab our last commercial timeout. Since we do have sponsors, I want to make sure everybody's words get out here. So we have our Save Around books. I guess I can talk real quick on that. And if anybody wants to talk, now would be a good time to press the one button on your phone. That's 319-527-6200. 1-800-273-0808 and just press 1 on your phone. And we got a few minutes left after this break. The Save Around coupon books are out. And purchasing these coupons helps, of course, Save Around stay in business. It helps your family stay in business, because if you can do some buy one, get one free coupons, hey, I got two teenagers here and, of course, a wife and me. It can get costly. An average meal is anywhere from $80 to $100 now for us, and if I can knock $20 to $25 off that, I am extremely happy about that. The new books are here for 2018, so if you guys can check on that, it's in our freedomizerradio.com website. You can also click the Save Around book on the BIL site as well. If you can hook your family up, hook us up, hook Save Around up. Anyway, check it out. You'll hear everything about this. Nick Deutschman is going to join us as well on the other side of the break. And if you want to jump in, there's room for you too if you call in right now. So we'll talk to you in a few.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704. Listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
We'll be right back.
All right, everyone, welcome back. The Proofinator is still around here. We're going to hit the phones. I think we're going to say hi to one Mr. Nick Deutschman right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello.
Welcome in, sir.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Well, what's the word on the street, sir?
Well, I'm looking through the my Save Around book from 2017 on how many coupons I didn't use that I really should have, and excited to get my 2018 edition.
Okay. Yeah, you're the one that told us about Witch.
Witch. That place is awesome.
Yeah, I have one right down the street from me. I've never been.
You'll like it. You should go. And you won't even need your shoes either.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Firehouse.
Those are good. Yum. The Firehouse.
Yeah, after going to Firehouse, I can't go to any other sandwich place.
I don't blame you. So that's the word on the street that I got.
Is there Culver's in your book?
We've got them all over here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have to drive
one,
about
two,
an hour and a half to go to Culver's in St. George, Utah.
Oh wow, I got three of them within 10 miles.
Okay. Yeah, I've never
once
had an issue.
Me neither. Me neither.
So you missed it. Charlena called in, our one of our winners from today.
She did. Sweet. I like seeing her pictures. She looks so happy all the time.
Yeah, I thought so as well. And that's why the contests exist, because we want the new people to feel like they're celebrities around here. I enjoy meeting new people and showing them and getting them involved, unlike some other groups who refuse to deal with new people because they don't want to share any of the information that they know. We grow as a movement when new people join us.
Well, we do. That's the whole heart. That's how the movement keeps moving, is the new people, seeing them happy and having fun, and the older, the people who have been in the group, helping them out. So, yeah.
Yeah, but some of these other groups, though, they have like 260 members, and they think they're growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, I don't know. I'll let them think what they may. We're having fun.
Hey, we're still growing. We just had a dead spot in July, but we're growing. We got the uptick again.
I think what it was is that it was summertime, so everybody was out playing, doing summer stuff, and may not have had time for Facebook. So
no, I know exactly what it is because I always have one ear down to the ground. I was busy offending people with some of my posts that have nothing to do, and it wasn't just me, but it was other people, like when somebody posted about being a vegan, or somebody posted about vaccines, and somebody talks about global warming or flat earth, and there go a few members.
Yeah. That's in the past.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying it was hard for a month when we lose 18 people and I bring in 15.
Well, that just means we'll have to bring in a couple more million. And then we're two or three.
Oh, I can do that.
I tell you,
see,
I've been having fun on Twitter.
When we have these viral memes like the last one, we were overwhelmed in an hour. It was hilarious.
No.
We had like a million hits in just a few hours. I've never seen anything like that. And it got to just under 15. I think we ended up at like 14.8 on that one. And it was just immediate. I don't know. We must have hit the right person because it just exploded.
We'll find them again.
Well, now that we have our professional account, I have to create a new email address so that I can make professional memes again, or for the first time.
For the first time. That'll be exciting to see what you come up with that toy.
Yeah, and I told the Serenity Rug guy who donated the funding for it that I have no problem making memes for the Serenity Rug because that just benefits my game plan anyway.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, if somebody sees a Serenity Rug advertisement, then they say that they're one of us, hey, that gives me free rein to say, hey, check out what we're doing over here.
Right on. I do like that.
So I got to meet our new Rocky Mountain Regional Director. I think it was a great hire. We're going to hear more from Christina in the near future,
good.
I think.
Good. Yeah, I was really glad to bring her aboard.
So I was talking with her, and I don't mind sharing on air here, and I probably have before. I think one of the big things why we have such good camaraderie on our Facebook group is that behind the scenes, we've all become really good friends as far as management goes.
Yeah, it's one thing you don't see it's one thing the members don't see us doing is how much we talk with each other and get along, and boy, if we could all hang out together, that would make it even better. But just doing it through phone calls and messages, it's been really fun to get to know everyone.
Well, I have met Micah a few times.
Yep.
Yeah, good people. And between you, Micah, the other Nick that normally hosts this, that's who people see the most of.
Yeah.
And we all get along like we're relatives or something. And that's in a good way.
Well, for sure. It's like the family that doesn't fight.
Right. You don't see egos, and that's the whole thing. Everybody is on point with getting the message out, and that's what makes us successful.
Glad to be here. That's all I can say. Glad to be here for the
members,
too, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I get excited seeing new people, and I know that's one thing to say, but I mean that. Like, I'm happy to have contests, and I want to do more of them, which is why the VIP membership is so important, because it gives us some capital to raise awareness and bring new people in and even have contests for new people so that they can feel as though they're part of the team.
Yeah, and have us even be able to give back a little bit for everyone's efforts and fun. And
hey, I believe in that, and I know I have my haters out there that want to tell everybody that I'm a really bad person and I'm skimming money and all that stuff. But I wish there was enough money to skim, I promise. But
right?
We're all accountable to each other. So
for sure.
If we get along this well, for those that don't know me, I am too accountable. And I will tell you, Nick is too accountable. And that's not a bad thing.
Right.
It's just that he says he feels bad that he has to take his wife out for a birthday dinner. I'm like, really, you're telling me that you feel bad that you can't answer messages because it's your wife's birthday? But yeah, that's how much we care here. And there has been some days where I've been sick or whatever, but I try to make it a point to pitch in 40 hours plus a week here, and I know Nick does too. And I will say, as we're running short on time, not that there's a rush, there's like 3 minutes and change, but it's one thing to start a group, Nick. It's another thing to gain public trust. It's another thing even far and beyond when you can gain people's trust through finances. And right now, people are willing to take a chance on us financially because they believe in our message and they believe in us. And I know how hard it is for us to have to be able to stand and deliver. Because with some of these people, if we don't deliver, yeah, we might make money on this round, but they're going to tell their friends, and their friends are not going to pitch in, and next year when the year is up, they're not going to be around. So we have to do the right thing. If we want to grow and we want to be legit, we have to do everything we can to bring more people in, and we have to be able to deliver on promises, or at least make a huge effort and being accountable, which is something that I strive to be.
Yep, which we're going to. If we say it's going to happen, it will. It may, you know, we've had a setback here or there, but we've always recovered from it and delivered what we promised. So.
But, hey, that means if we're doing the right thing, we're gonna take our group from inside Mom and Pop's basement to actually having a storefront, which I'm very happy about.
Big neon sign that flashes all night.
Yeah, you know I live in Vegas when we're discussing neon signs.
Ah, we could get billboards on the strip. How much is a billboard on the Vegas strip?
I would love to get a billboard. Do you know how much fun that would be to say that? And it doesn't have to necessarily be on the Las Vegas strip. I'm okay with it on the way coming in as you're driving in from California, like we're when you're in Baker or you're about an hour away from Vegas and you see all the billboard signs, I'm okay with having one over there.
Oh, fun. Sure, why not? There's probably a heck of a lot of people that drive that route.
Oh, absolutely. We just have to make sure people are awake to see it.
There's one in the Twin Cities that it's on the busiest intersection of the freeways, and it's a value at $30,000 a month.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, that we won't be doing anytime soon.
Oh,
I wish it well. But yeah, that's not going to happen. On that note, Nick, it is time for us to skedaddle here. I guess I'll be back next week. I get to go to the DMV after on the show next week as well. But anyway, another show in the books. TS7 is coming back.
Yeah. Turn it off. All right.